You say that you want the answer, but you are not choosing it. You know you are not choosing it because you do not experience having it. In truth, you have the answer and have had it all along. You simply are not choosing it. You are choosing to believe you do not know the answer, and so you do not. Yes, you went over this too in book one. I have everything I choose to have right now, including a complete understanding of God. Yet I will not experience that I have it until I know that I do. Precisely. You've put it perfectly. But how can I know that I do until I experience that I do? How can I know something I haven't experienced? Wasn't there a great mind who said, all knowing is experience? He was wrong. Knowing does not follow experience. It precedes it. In this, half the world has it backwards. So you mean that I have the answer to the second part of my question? I just don't know that I do. Exactly. Yet, if I don't know that I do, then I don't. That's the paradox, yes. I don't get it, except I do. Indeed. So, how can I get to this place of knowing that I know something if I don't know that I know? To know that you know, act as if you do. You mentioned something about that in book one also. Yes, a good place to start here would be to recap what's gone before in the previous teaching. And you just happen to be asking the right questions, allowing me to summarize in short form at the beginning of this book the information we discussed in prior material in some detail. Now, in book one, we talked about the be-do-have paradigm and how most people have it reversed. Most people believe if they have a thing, more time, money, love, whatever, then they can finally do a thing, write a book, take up a hobby, go on vacation, buy a home, undertake a relationship, which will allow them to be a thing, happy, peaceful, content, or in love. In actuality, they are reversing the be-do-have paradigm. In the universe, as it really is, as opposed to how you think it is, havingness does not produce beingness, but the other way around. First, you be the thing called happy, or knowing, or wise, or compassionate, or whatever. Then you start doing things from this place of beingness. And soon you discover that you are doing what you are doing winds up bringing you the things you've always wanted to have. The way to set this creative process, and that's what this is, the process of creation into motion, is to look at what it is you want to have. Ask yourself what you think you would be if you had that. Then go right straight to being. In this way, you reverse the way you've been using the be-do-have paradigm. In actuality, set it right and work with rather than against the creative power of the universe. Here is a short way of stating this principle. In life, you do not have to do anything. It is all a question of at your being. This is one of the three messages I will touch on again at the end of our dialogue. I will close the book with it. ここまででしたよ。